Hello there and welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Popplebury, your host, and this is the podcast where I answer Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence in audio form. Just a quick reminder that all my responses are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please double-check anything important. Today's episode comes from Daniel himself, who's actually describing the very system that creates this podcast you're listening to right now. It's quite meta when you think about it. Daniel has built a fascinating workflow where he uses voice notes to create prompts, sends them to an AI system that formats responses as podcast scripts, converts those to audio using text-to-speech, and then publishes them as episodes. He's doing this partly because as a new father, he's found that listening time with his child is perfect for consuming this content, rather than reading text responses. Let me break down what Daniel has created and explore some solutions for his concerns about hosting and scalability. First, let's appreciate the elegance of this system. Daniel has essentially created a personal AI radio station. He speaks his questions and gets back thoughtful, long-form audio responses that he can consume while multitasking. This is particularly clever for new parents who often find themselves with hands occupied, but ears free during feeding times, walks, or just holding a sleeping baby. Now, regarding his concerns about podcast hosting platforms potentially restricting AI-generated content, this is actually a legitimate worry. Many platforms are still developing their policies around AI content, and some have already implemented restrictions. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major distributors are increasingly requiring disclosure of AI-generated content, and some may limit the volume of such content. However, there are several promising alternatives Daniel could explore. For self-hosting, he could set up a simple RSS feed using platforms like WordPress with podcasting plugins, or dedicated self-hosting solutions like Castapod or Podlove. These give complete control over content and distribution, though they require more technical setup and don't provide the discovery benefits of major platforms. For more permissive hosting, there are several podcast hosts that are explicitly AI-friendly. Anchor, which is owned by Spotify, has been relatively open to AI content as long as it's properly disclosed. Buzzsprout and Libsyn have also shown flexibility with AI-generated content. The key is transparency about the AI generation process, but here's where it gets really interesting. Daniel mentions wanting an end-to-end API solution, and while no single platform offers everything he needs yet, we're actually quite close to having all the pieces. For the API-driven approach, he could combine several services. For audio generation, services like 11labs, Murph, or even OpenAI's text-to-speech API provide excellent quality. For hosting and RSS generation, platforms like Transistor FM do offer APIs, though they might need convincing about AI content policies. Alternatively, headless CMS solutions like Strapi or Contentful could manage the podcast metadata and RSS feeds, while audio files live on cloud storage like AWS S3. The technical architecture might look like this. Daniel's voice note goes to a speech-to-text service, then to an AI for script generation, then to TTS for audio creation, then automatically uploaded to storage with metadata pushed to a podcast management system that generates the RSS feed. What's particularly exciting about Daniel's idea is its broader potential. Imagine personalized AI podcasts for different domains, a daily AI-generated news briefing based on your interests, educational content that adapts to your learning pace, even AI-generated audiobooks from your own notes or research. There are some fascinating startups already exploring this space. Notebook LM from Google can generate podcast-style conversations from documents. Podcastle offers AI-powered podcast creation tools, and several companies are working on personalized audio content generation. For Daniel's immediate needs, I'd suggest a hybrid approach. Start with a self-hosted solution using WordPress and a podcasting plugin for full control. Use Zapier or Make.com to automate the workflow from voice note to published episode. This gives flexibility while building audience and proving the concept. Once the system is proven, approach podcast hosting platforms directly. Many are actually quite interested in innovative uses of their platforms, especially if you can demonstrate engaged listenership and proper AI disclosure. The regulatory landscape is also evolving in Daniel's favor. Rather than blanket restrictions, we're seeing more nuanced approaches that focus on disclosure and quality rather than outright bans on AI content. One consideration Daniel should keep in mind is content quality and consistency. While AI-generated content can be excellent, maintaining a consistent voice and quality across episodes requires careful prompt engineering and possibly some post-processing. There's also the question of monetization and growth. AI-generated podcasts face unique challenges in building authentic audience relationships, but they also offer unprecedented scalability and personalization opportunities. Looking ahead, I think Daniel is onto something significant. We're moving toward a world where content creation becomes increasingly democratized through AI tools. His workflow represents an early glimpse of how individuals might create rich, personalized media experiences without traditional production overhead. The key is starting simple, iterating based on what works, and staying ahead of platform policy changes through transparency and quality focus. For anyone inspired by Daniel's approach, remember that the technology exists today to build similar systems. The main barriers are integration complexity and platform policies, both of which are rapidly improving. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you're building similar AI-powered content workflows, I'd love to hear about them. Until next time, keep asking those AI questions, and remember, the future of personalized content is closer than you think.